Moncrief on News Talk.
In the south of England, there has been a well-established wine-producing industry for some time, particularly of sparkling wine, but with climate change progressing and average temperatures rising, could that expand even further? Meanwhile, some parts of mainland Europe may become too hot to grow grapes at all. The journalist and farmer Hannah Quinn Mulligan has been writing about that in today's Independent. Afternoon, Hannah.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
What I was referring to, though, that kind of sparkling wine industry is right at the southern tip of England. You're in Norwich, which is like north of London.
Well, Norfolk, I think.
Norfolk, I should say.
My English geography isn't fantastic, but someone will be listening and be like, Norwich, there's no wine in Norwich. I dragged a friend of mine, because being a farmer, I'm always keen to see other farms. So I dragged him from London to Norfolk, which was a good 2-hour drive in the blazing heat of the summer of the drought last year, and was really surprised. Originally, I thought we were going to see just like a small dairy farm, but it turned out they had 400 acres of tillage and had converted part of it into a vineyard. And it was kind of fascinating. They just kind of copped on to the fact that the landscape was changing, the temperatures were getting hotter, and that they might as well try and grow some grapes. And it seemed to be going really well for them. They had a little micro dairy selling milk for £3 a litre, and then they had loads of bottles of wine next to it as well.
Right. And what colour wine, what was it, like white wine and red wine they're producing there?
It was white wine they were producing, but they were in touch with other vineyards as well across England, so they had red wine too. But I mean, you're totally right. Like, wine has been produced in England for actually thousands of years, since the Romans did it, but it was always those kind of quite bitter wine. It was German varieties. No offense to any Germans listening, but that's how it was described to me. And but now, because the temperatures are changing, they can grow kind of sweeter varieties, and it's working out really well. It's the fastest growing agricultural industry within the UK at the minute, and the UK government has actually put a considerable amount of money into training people as well if they want to start growing wine as well.
Ah, and what areas of agriculture then are they leaving to get involved in you know, the wine producing part of it?
Well, I suppose the place I was, they had been growing a lot of wheat traditionally, and just with successive droughts had been struggling with that, and vegetables as well, and no different to ourselves in some ways with the extreme weather that we've been seeing, and just decided that they were going to try and be brave and grow some wine. But also on top of that, they were really adding value to it, because it was a lovely space, the vineyard. It really did feel like you should have been in the south of France or in Italy or something like that, because it was nearly 35 degrees, and they'd rented out part of the vineyard. So there was children playing. They were playing cricket. There was a birthday. It was a birthday. There was a barbecue going, and it was just lovely. It was just really nice.
Yes,
you know, so, like, with grown-ups having a barbecue, kids playing, running through vines, running through these lanes of the vineyard, and then behind you there was a farm shop, and you could go get dinner. There was a restaurant. It was a pretty lovely, actually. It was a lovely experience.
Okay, so, sounds like everyone was half caught as well.
If you
drew a line from Norfolk across to Ireland, you know, you'd be hitting the sunny southeast. So theoretically, is that something we could start exploring in Ireland, do you think?
I think some people already are exploring it. And it was a really funny thing, because sometimes you might know this yourself, when you're writing a weekly column, it's kind of just a thought that would drift across your head and you seize it and you write about it. I have had so much interest in this column that was just a little bit random, in terms of the people in Ireland already doing it, the people in Ireland thinking of doing it, the courses that are actually going to be run as well. It's been really interesting. And there are various different people in Ireland, I think particularly in Wicklow, like you mentioned, the sunny southeast, who are already doing it.
Right, okay. And I mean, I think there's a chap who's been doing it in North County Dublin for a gazillion years, but he's growing the grapes in a polytunnel or under glass of some sort. I don't know if it would be, because, you know, rain, we mightn't be able to do that in the open air yet.
No, but I mean, the interesting thing is that, say, if you think of the Loire Valley or places in Spain, they're experiencing really severe drought. Mm. So the grapes that they were producing for wine aren't maturing the way that they used to. They're not getting the same quality grapes that they used to. And so, you know, everything is changing. It's not just in Ireland where the weather's having an impact on agriculture or the UK. It's places that we would have traditionally associated as being really strong wine strongholds. And that goes for a variety of different crops and agricultural products that are produced. You know, the weather is changing, whether we like it or not. And it might not be wine, but, you know, we're going to have to think about how we're going to develop this sector or this industry.
Yeah, and it could have all sorts of benefits, not least really cheap wine, which is obviously...
No, really expensive wine. If I'm going to bother putting vineyards in, it is going to be expensive wine, Sean. You're going to pay for it.
No, but the thing is, Hannah, if you import a bottle of really good French wine, half of that is tax. It's duty. We wouldn't, if it was locally produced wine, I assume the duty wouldn't be as high. That's what I mean by that.
I think that's a very generous assumption. Yeah. Maybe I'm a bit more cynical.
Yeah, I'm a dizzy idealist. That's my problem. Hannah, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Hannah Quinn Mulligan, farmer and journalist. Don't mind your vineyards in the south of England and Ireland. Wait till we're growing avocados and mangoes in the tropical forests of Leitrim. Then we'll be talking.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.